And I do remember there was a chap called Walter Weller. Now, he used to be leader of the Vienna Philharmonic, and like Willy Boskovsky before him, often the leader of the Vienna Phil became a conductor. And he'd just started to become a conductor, and he'd come over to England from Vienna, and he'd come in to do some interviews and various things, and he'd forgotten to put his watch backwards, I think it would be, yes. So he arrived an hour early. Now, he came in and it was lunchtime, and we weren't expecting anybody, so there I was, sitting in the office with my tea and my sandwiches, my feet on the desk, and my nose in a railway magazine. And I heard this knock, and I just said, "Come in," thinking it was, you know, a colleague from down the corridor. And in he came. And I thought, "Oh, good grief," you know. So feet off the table. And he came in, introduced himself. I said, "Oh, Herr Weller, I'm very sorry. Didn't realise you were coming. Weren't expecting you till 2 o'clock. And he said, "But it is 2 o'clock. I said, "No, it's 1 o'clock. And then he realised he did. So I said, "But please come in, sit down. I can make you tea." We also had coffee. And he noticed that I was reading the Railway Modeler, I dare say, or a railway magazine. He said, "Oh, you are interested in railways." So I said, "Yes, I too am interested." So we sat down over tea and coffee, and we had a delightful chat, passed the entire time talking trains. He told me all about his layout in Vienna. And so what could have been quite difficult. So when people started arriving, there we were nattering away about trains.